Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Welcome, D-Gens, to this week's NASCAR podcast. The boys are racing in Sonoma, California this weekend in wine country. First race we got going off this week is the Step Buy Now, Pay Later 250. It's going to run today, I think, at like 5 o'clock Eastern time. My three winners I'm going to pick is... It's hard to go against the New Zealander, but I'm going with the SVG at plus 140. He got his first win last week at Portland, another road course. And he's another one of those guys. He pretty much dominated COTA earlier this year, and a couple of cautions didn't follow his way, and he ended up losing that one. But at plus 140, he might be a better one if you think that you're picking somebody just to win. But I'm going also with Ty Gibbs at plus 275. He has a few road course wins in the Xfinity Series and is an Xfinity Series champion. And then I'm going with SVG's teammate, AJ Allmendinger, at plus 300. I'm also taking Allmendinger's top three at minus 125. Here too, I'm going with Justin Allgaier at plus 400. I really like that number for Allgaier and the way he's been driving and his luck's been going here lately. I think a top three is probably in his future. And then to round it all off, taking Parker Kligerman. Kligerman's one of those guys. He was one of those sports cars guys, so he's good at road courses. Sometimes he has crappy luck that costs him. But with a number like plus 450, he's worth throwing some money on. Also, he's plus 200 with the top five, so I'm going to take that as well. And I think top five, too, for a little bit longer shot, I'm going to go with Austin Hill. Austin Hill had a good shot to win COTA before him and SVG got into a battle and ended up pretty much wrecking each other and causing Kyle Larson to be able to get by to pass him. But with a number like plus 360, he's worth taking. Also with Cole Custer at a top five at plus 160. I like him. He does good in these road courses, and he won the Chicago road course last year. He got a couple matchups here. I took Austin Hill over Parker Kligerman because it was plus money at plus 140. Just the way Kligerman has things happen and issues happen with the plus money, I just believe it's worth taking here. And then Allgaier over Creed at minus 125. Allgaier, he's the definition of just steady at it. And Creed, he's just had a bunch of bad luck. He's had some good runs that turned into shitty runs just because something was biting. Just like last week, he was running top two, top three. Had a, I think it was a restart infraction or something. He got black flagged, cost him to finish back in the pack. But he's one of those guys that was going to cash a top three and top five bet. And, you know, just more bad luck, and that cost him. And, you know, so I really like Sheldon Creed, and I hope he turns this around and is able to be able to get some of these good finishes and maybe get a win or two. I hate it for the guy, but I hope he gets everything straightened out for him. I think we're going to take a quick break here and pay some bills, get a couple commercials in, And we'll be back to cover the Cup Series. So just stay tuned and we'll be back.
Hey, DGens, college football is right around the corner, so you know what that means, right? Mad Max gets to give up his talk time to Sex Panther, take a little nap on the show. Also means the return of MyBookie as a show sponsor. That's right, MyBookie sportsbook and casino platform. You can bet on every game and win anytime, anywhere, straight from your mobile device. No app needed. Just go to mybookie.ag, sign up with the promo code THEDGENS, and you're ready to rock. MyBookie gives you tons of opportunities to win with college football this year. Whether you're rooting for your alma mater like Panther and Ohio State or your favorite team like me and Rutgers, there's no better way to experience the season than having action on these games. But when you use MyBookie, you're not just betting on football. You're investing in your team for the season. When you know your team well, it's easy to take advantage of props, win totals, things like that, early picks for playoff contention. Last year, MyBookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship, much to Panther's chagrin, and the bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. So you got to lock your futures in now while you're waiting for the season to begin, and you got to use that promo code THEDGENS. You're going to claim a bonus up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's THEDEGENS. If you didn't know how to spell the DGENS, that's how you spell it. And you can start betting college football just with house money. You start off just there you go. Here's some free money. Take it. Take this money. Bet it. Bet anything. Anytime. Anywhere. Only with MyBookie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we're back here. Sunday, we got the Toyota Save Mart 350. First of all, it's got a – I was looking at some numbers here. We got a Chase Elliott to win at plus 800. I feel like this is going to be another Chevrolet week. And Elliott, he has a bunch of wins here at road courses. So I think he's worth taking. Then you got Byron, the Coda winner at plus 900. It's like you never know, he's liable to jump up and probably win one. So I think he's worth taking. The defending race winner, Martin Truex at plus 900, and Hamlin at plus 2000. These Gibbs guys seem to run pretty good here too. And Truex, like I said, he's got I think like three or four wins here, and he's hard to stop. Other than one bad finish in his last six races, he hasn't finished out of the top 10. So I think he's worth taking. Also, at the top three, I see Elliott at plus 250 and Truex at 350. I'm definitely going to throw some money on those. I expect these guys to win top three or top five. So as long as it's willing to give me money at plus money for all of it, even Elliott's plus 125 and Truex at plus 160 for a top five. I feel like right there that's going to be easy money unless something happens. With your top 10, I'm going with Bowman again. He bet us last week, but that's still, I think, 5 weeks since I've been betting this that he's finished in the top 10, and only two times as he's not finished in the top 10. So I'm going to ride him all season as long as they're continuing to give me plus money and see what happens. Brad K at plus 400. I expect Brad to run good. He's got the momentum with him. He's been pretty dominant here the past couple weeks. And he's been top two, top three, top five, a win. So I want to see that continue. And I think he'll dominate here, at least to get in the top 10. Chris Buescher at minus 125. Again, I like taking some of the plus money for the top 10s, but Buescher with a plus 125 isn't bad. And a couple years ago, he had a chance to win.
and he finished second, getting beat by Suarez. And also Danny Hamlin and Ryan Blaney at +120 or -120. I feel like they'll be worth taking too, just to throw a little bit of money on and see what happens. And then my last pick is Justin Haley. He's another one of those guys that runs decent on road courses. Him and that Rick Ware team is starting to get things together and get some top 10 finishes at some tracks and top fives. And he's been pretty big plus money for it all still. And he's cashing tickets, and that's the only thing that matters. So I'm hoping to throw a little bit of money on him and see what happens. And then my last one here is Todd Gilliland at +400. I think is his contract extension he got. I think that that front row team seems to be coming around a little bit. And with McDowell leading and helping, I think that he's got a good chance to finish in the top 10 and keep that momentum going that he's had. I feel real good about him, and I hope Gilliland does good this year and keeps up everything he's been doing so far. But I think that's my picks there, and hopefully it goes good and we cash some money and as they say, get that Sunday money and have a good time, drink a couple beers, and party on. All right, this is all Homer J signing out. I appreciate y'all listening, and stay tuned and tune in next week. All right, out.
This show is sports entertainment. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. In short, don't be stupid. Gamble responsibly. You will not be held responsible. Peace.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.